a guy with a wife, children, and a career to think about, now off chasing a fool's errand. Not to mention the fact that I was training, and intended to compete, on an entirely plant-based diet. Impossible, they told me. Vegans are spindly weaklings, incapable of anything more athletic than kicking a hacky sack. No proteins in plants, you'll never make it. I heard it all. But deep down, I knew I could do it. And I did, proving them wrong, and defying not just middle age, but the seemingly immutable stereotypes about the physical capabilities of a person who eats nothing but plants. And now here I was again, back at it a second time. Just one day before, I'd begun the race in great form. I completed the day one 6.2-mile swim at Cahoe Bay in first place, a full 10 minutes ahead of the next competitor, clocking the sixth fastest swim split in Ultraman's 25-year history. I was off to an amazing start. In the late 1980s, I'd competed as a swimmer at Stanford, so this wasn't a huge surprise. But cycling? Different story altogether. 3 years ago, I didn't even own a bike, let alone know how to race one. And on that first day of the race, after I'd blasted out 2.5 hours in strong ocean currents, deep fatigue had set in.